Zeggen dat zoals Avi Murray eigenlijk minder zou pilgen. Zeggen dat zoals Daniel Shane was je zo faal. Voor Slema, soms al een jesser, een lesser, voor Slema, we hebben dan Ben. Oké. So let's say we are continuing in Packet Gimel. We discussed yesterday the fact that the din of the Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach does not appear in the Bavli, only in the Rishalmi. Only in the Rishalmi. So let's take a look at the Chasam Sofer. On page 11 of Sharblat, this is not the Chuvas, these are the Chidushim Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer had Chidushim. In fact, there's a lot of Chidushim Chasam Sofer on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. There's Chidushim from the Chasam Sofer, and then there's Chidushim Chasam Sofer separate Sefer on the Masechtas and on here. So take a look on page 12. In the Chidushei Chasam Sofer on Shulchan Aruch. And let's see what he says. Okay. Mistibas Loshana Post in the top. The top of the left side of page 12. Steve is loshen apoyski mashma. The ileka kol hanachol kshru. As if he doesn't have what mine targimo or things like that. Or shukvar himtin. Achar siris. It's already the Shah Sears, so it's already, you know, Samach Lamilcha, Chayv, Sulis Gimel, Mishamachilis Matzah Latiyavon. So, oh, Dachinim, sorry, you're right, he's right. Dachinim, Sulis Gimel, in other words, if it's already late in the afternoon, so Dachinim, Sulis Gimel, Mishamachilis Matzah Latiyavon. Right, that's what we saw in Rashi yesterday. That on Erev Pesach, so he says, so you're not going to have Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos, so you're not going to have Shalosh Shudos, Rashi seems to say. Because you can't eat a Suda so close to Yontif. But the Chasam Sofer says, but is it Shalosh Shudos also Doraisa? Umay Umay, the high essay, may high essay. In other words, why is the essay of what? Of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach more chashuv than the idea of Shalosh Shudos. Shalosh Shudos is also a mitzvah. Yeah.
There is some mention of the comparison to the idea of
Matzah Teyavon. Yeah. But that means don't to get filled up on, you know, late in the day. So, Torah Chalom came to the Blom Hachim Mishma, tell us Hai Suda. So he says like this. There is a Gemara that says, the Chaimel Asei Shabbat Chachol Bal Tetzarech Labrius. Let's see that Gemara. On page 8, Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. But sometimes we say, if you don't have money for food, so sometimes we say, better leave out the meal and don't be a beggar. Al tetzarech labrios. Right, on Shabbos we're talking about. So he says, so the Chasam Sofer says like this, back to the Chasam Sofer. Then what, by Shalosh Shuras, you'll say, yes.
We should not feel bad about
that. No, you should have a good meal. But it's a question of that you can't afford it, and you're going to have to ask. So then maybe it's better not to ask for a handout and at the expense of Shalosh Shuras. Don't ask for a handout to have Shalosh Shuras. So, Asei Shabbat Chachol, Valtit Starach Labrios. But by Shalosh Shuras. So therefore, so he's saying that you shouldn't eat achila gasa, so we should push off shalosh shuras for that also. So I think that's what he's saying. Maybe not the matzah thing. He's saying that we don't eat shalosh shuras. I think we saw that Rashi yesterday, where some explained that we don't eat shalosh shuras in the late afternoon on Erev Pesach. But why not? Shalosh shuras is a mitzvah essay. And then you have another mitzvah essay of achilat Erev Tochu Matzos. That you shouldn't eat too close to Yontif, that you'll won't be l'teyavot. So why is that more important? They're both. In other words, why don't you tell the fellow eat shalosh shuras, right? Have your shalosh shuras. And why is it more important that to say not to have shalosh shuras, to have the suda l'teyavot, which is more important? So he says, well, you see shalosh shuras as a thing that we don't have shalosh shuras at the expense of to ask to beg for money for shalosh shuras. So you see that in that aspect, shalosh shuras is weaker. So therefore we say, just like we say, Asei Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzarech Labrios, not to have shalosh shuras at all. So too, when it comes to a question of having shalosh shuras on Erev Pesach, Shachalios B'Shabbos, we could also say not to have shalosh shuras. So that's what he says. No, he's saying not to have, which he's assuming he's supposed to have it late. Kevin de Blav Hachi Mismatelis, I sued the Kaimulan say Shabbat Chachol, but it's not Labrios, because he's a pair called Kitzvay. Hey, Kosher came. Who should chidchel tzarich mitzvah eshe sheyocho matza achil gasa? Yebichal poshim yikashlo. That a person eats achil gasa, so that's poshlim yikashlo. So it's not a good thing. So therefore, we have a precedent that shalosh shuras gets pushed off in a situation where you're going to have to beg for money, Mishnah Shudas, so too it'll be pushed off at the expense of not having the Achila Matzah on the tail.
The this is true. He says you should push it off. He says that you should don't make it like your Friday night or lunch, you know? It sounds like you should still have it. He's reading it to seem to say you don't need it all together. But I think it's not a
depends what I mean.
So, but then
that's
taking
that's
okay. So we can be
together. Yeah. Well, what's the lashon? Yeah. Let's. You want to give me a Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Shabbos, either Shmur or Gimel or.
And while you're waiting, I'll ask a different question, which is the problem with Achila Gassa is you're not Yotze the Achila. Achila Gassa is Lo Shmei Achila. But there's it's not the opposite of Achila B'tei Avon. There's a middle ground, which is neither Achila B'tei Avon nor Achila Gassa. He assumes here, and I notice a lot of Achronim do, that your only choices are Achila Gassa or B'tei Avon, and there's nothing in between. And I don't think that's right.
Right. In other words, no, you're right. There's a middle ground.
But to listen to some of these people, you wouldn't think so.
Yeah, right. Right. It's true. There's a middle ground. But that's why I want to read the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. So he's going to bring it in a second. Simon Reishman Bays is going to be yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, okay. So let's read it here. Let's see. I feel we should, yeah. He says, I feel we should turn to Lachay, we should man, we should turn to Lazar's Atzma Mechabed as a Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says Yom Tov Sheyochem Chol Sudim Shal Sus Dogim Moshe in Shabbos Laonig Nitam Letzar. Yeah. Yeah. So he says, but Elamisha Shah the Chukal of Yosef. Okay, sir, Chutzamtim Shayom, Kadel Chab and Shabbos, Mitakar Zezashi, Mitakar, etc. So the Shayla is, what do we say? Let me see Rish Sadi Alice. So take a look back at that Chasam Sofer. Huh? So he say what that we're gonna, since we have an idea of a say Shabbat Chol Vav Tzarich Labrios, so therefore, now is there anything that's brought down here in Shulchan Aruch Resh Membeis? Okay, so let's see. We're back in the Chasam Sofer. Okay, Kol Shekei Hu Shetitcha L'Tzorach Mitzvah Seseh Shelo Yochol Matzah Achila Gasa V'Michal Poshim Yikash L'Bon. So he says, since that we have this idea of Seh Shabbat Chachol Al Tetzarach L'Brios, so therefore that shows the Suda is more kal, and we would sooner be doche the suda, than have the mitzvah of matzah shalom teyav. Okay, so he says like this. A dining over Dafka Achasha Asiris, which should matzah la Teyovan of all. He called him Shah Yud, Ainlo Klum, Ki Matzah. He says, Yira di Yasa b'matzah. In other words, he says, if it's Kodim Shah Yud, if it's Achar Shah Yud, so then it's a shayla of matzah l'teyavon. So then you shouldn't eat the matzah because you're going to take away matzah l'teyavon. But if it's before shayud, ein lo klum ki matzah, yira di yasa b'matzah. Da yisur, he says, b'hai yisur the bol arutzotu b'tzchomav, havi drabanan ba'almu, afil bo mamish. There's only drabanan. Mikol shokei matzah da havi rak dimyun ba'almu, the Lohuskar Bishas Dilat. It's not in the Bavli. Lohuskar Bishas Dilat. Because you can't see Batal Hach becoming Sud Gimel, you love Shalai Klala Sosa Bolvenacher. So therefore, we should bevatel the Isser of Ivi Matzah. And it's more important that we have Suda Shlishis, if that's the only way you can do
it. The only thing is assuming that Shasha is Deraisa.
In other words, if you have, the Shulchan Aruch says you can do it with Bine Targim, you can do it with all these other things, right? Says, but if you don't have that, then all you have is matzah. So he says, so if it's after shayud, so then there's a din yinat of lo yochal. But if it's before shayud, and all you have is matzah, so then he says you could, it's more important that you have the shalashudas. Because if your shalashudas is going to be Samach Lamidcha. So then, forget it. It's more important that you keep the halacha of not to have matzah, that matzah l'tayov. But if it's going to be before, on Erev Pesach, it's going to be before Samach Lamidcha, and that's all you have, so then you can have matzah. That's huge. That's a huge cooler. I'd be afraid to tell anyone this.
Because, is he saying this is what you should do, or is it's telling what? I mean, is it saying the president should do it before Shah Yod, and then that's it? Is it after before Shah Yod, or after Shah Yod? What determines
that? Let's see. He says,
depends what time you finish davening and shul.
Well, you call it, if it's you're holding Kodem Shah Yud, Elo Klum Ki Imatza, you're at the Yasin B'matza.
I should set myself up and do it that way.
No, because I'm leaving it
to chance.
No, you're going to do it. It's not safe to do it L'chadchila this way. But he's saying, what if this is the situation that's confronting you? All you have is matzah. And
why doesn't this override the other Easter as well, the Easter of after 3 o'clock? Why is that so strong that one doesn't get overridden, but this one is weak enough that it does get overridden?
So his lashon is...
you should eat chametz.
What's his lashon? He says the high, his lashon is the high sir the bol arusaso avi the rabbanu ba alma fil bol mamish velohuska b'shas dilat. The other one is the beferish of Mishnah. Here, I don't hear you, Rabbi Walter. I don't hear you.
I hear you. There's a difference.
You hear me? Yeah. Well, who's Kabashas Dilan seems to be the major thing that he's saying. Which is like, we never train to think that way. Because for us, it's a halacha psuka. And I'm not sure I would paskin like this for anybody either. I'm just telling you what we're just reading now what the Chasam Sofer is saying. He says, Lohuska Bashas Dilan, Kulshakin.
Chasam Sofer is a pretty powerful name.
Yeah, it's a powerful name. So we're not finished yet, but let's see. Chasam Sofer is a pretty powerful name. That's a good way of putting it. You can bevatel it because Suda Gimel is more important. And then he says, now he gets back to our Rashi from yesterday. Right, we did this yesterday, right? Rabim Tomu, typically to have also lachalo matzav lochomix. What is he? In other words, that was the question. I saw it here already, but that's the question they asked. Why is Rashi saying the reason why you can't have shalosh shudas on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, is because of the Achila L'Teyavon? Why doesn't he say that? No, because you can't have it because you can't have matzah on Erev Pesach. Wow. He says, because it had not been that there's an issur of eating with a mincha l'mala on Erev Pesach, he would have been allowed to eat matzah l'sudas gimel. So lo yachash lo l'had the bol arusoso, kevish ochel matzah min a mincha l'mala, We're going to get to that. So he says, so that's why Rashi was saying that, that we would really allow you to eat. If there wouldn't have been an isser of eating l'teyavon, you could have eaten matzah on Erev Pesach. For Shal Shudas or for anything. And then maybe you shouldn't leave over chametz. Maybe you should eat everything matzah. Why came the blavachi? Well, harusoso hayom.
Because eating chametz on erev Pesach is mekayim the mitzvah of beer chametz.
One second. Came the blavachi vol harusoso hayom. Lama lo yi. Ikadim la ochlo gam kain. That's a tosefta. Then sheofi matzah letzorach suda Shabbos. The chaim peish Rashi had the b'sharin and bei sudas should be ever also suda gimel klal should matzah leteyavon. We should have nitcha bavadik. So the Rashi. So he says. So you can't do it for shalosh shudas. Of course, that's. It's really Rashi. Rashi sheet could be that Shalosh Shudas is only from Mincha Ketana. We hold you can have Shalosh Shudas from Mincha Gedola. For also Achila Berav Pesach Mincha Ketana Shayud. Yerusha Elo Klum Yochel Kaima B'Matzah. Fazlo Yisharelo Mozum Beisudas V'Yasa Kol Matzah. Why? So he's saying what that you're allowed to have Shalosh Shudas with Matzah. He's saying you're allowed to have Shalosh Shudas with Matzah, but you can't have it. You can't have it with Chametz because Chametz is after Chatzos. So that's it is a deraisa of chametz after chasos. So then what's the next choice? Matzah. And then he says a tremendous chiddush. And once you're going to eat matzah and you're going to boil a rusoso based chamov for shalosh shudas, then there's nothing wrong with eating for the first two meals matzah either. He says, came with the love haki of all our resources. Hayo, Lamalo Yagde Mlochlo Gamke.
Chametz sometimes
it should be
another one. Just because you did another one.
Because Ochel Shum, very good. If you're Yachs of Yochel Shum. Because the idea is.
You eat the milk
before
inflation, so become milk.
Yes, yeah, so 1 second. So one second. Why he's saying, in other words, it's not you shouldn't leave over matzah. It's not right to leave over chametz for Erev Pesach like that. It's not right to leave over. So if this is the only option, we would say that's what you have to do. But if anyway we have a heter to eat matzah, what's the heter to eat matzah for shalosh shudas? Because there's no other way to do shalosh shudas without matzah. There's no other way to do shalosh shudas without matzah. In other words, if we have, for us, the halacha, that we hold that you could have matzah, that you could have shalosh shudas before Mincha Ketana, So then the best thing is to say, have shalashuras with matzah. So once you know you can have shalashuras with matzah, then you can have the first two meals with matzah also. Says if you hold like the Zohar Kaddish says you can be kaim through the Shabbos with the Divrei Torah, so then he's taking that very seriously. The Zohar, you can be kaim with Divrei Torah, so then you don't have to eat matzah. But Rashi, he says, doesn't hold from that. Rashi wasn't such a kubel. Rashi wasn't a Baal Zohar. I bet you won't find the Zohar quoted in Rashi. You might find the Rishalmi's quoted in Rashi, but if you do a search, you're not going to find either one Zohar quoted in Rashi. So you're not going to be able to eat. So according to Rashi, you can pass to the Shalashuddas is only by Michek Tana. So Mela, and therefore you really should have been able to eat matzah, but we're not going to eat matzah because of the Teyovim. Rashi was really kedafka. So Mela, that's why according to Rashi, it would be never a heter for the matzah. Because shalashuddas is only late afternoon. And then you can't eat a meal, so you're not going to eat matzah. So once you can't eat matzah, that's why you mishar chametz. But according to us, that technically you can have matzah. You can technically have matzah for shalashuddas because we hold that shalashuddas doesn't need to be when. By Birchik Tana. So then you can eat matzah because for Suda Shlishas, and that's going to be, you can eat matzah for Suda Shlishas. And then you can eat matzah the rest of the day too. Either because, well, according to Rashi, maybe there's no Isser Mechlal, or the idea that maybe even Rashi holds from the Isser, but once that Isser is going to be Nidcha for the, he says, shalashuddas is going to be more chashuv than the iser. This is only drabbanan. Shalashuddas maybe is the rice. So really, you can eat shalashuddas. Once you can eat shalashuddas, you can eat all three meals. So that's what he says, that you can eat perhaps all three meals. You can eat... And let's take a look. I told you the Mishnah Sochir. Let's see it in the Mishnah Sochir, page 19. That's Rav Yisrocha Shlomo Tachtel. I told you he wrote the Eimam Bonim Smecha. I told you in the Zionist world, that's the safer Eimam Bonim Smecha. And Mishnah Sochir, they don't know so much about. And in the Hasidic world, they don't know so much about the Eimam Bonim Smecha, but the Mishnah Sochir, so he has a tshuva here on page 20. He says, yeah, take a look on page 20. That's the thing. He says, B'dover HaShele B'echad Sheyoshen Harbe B'Shabbos Erev Pesach. He slept late on Shabbos Erev Pesach. U'kshakami mitosek v'hayal achaz man shal achilas tomitz. And already he can't eat chametz anymore. He woke up. V'ushol k'eis. Aya eifo k'ikaim suda shabbos. So how is he going to become suda shabbos? If yochol chametz, they say the achilas shabbos dochel is the rabbanon shal achilas chametz, yochol matzah. What should he do? Are we going to say that he can eat? They say the achilas shabbos is going to be dochel isa? Vav omer lavina kad, pasam kach, nishol shel zu. So the Mishnah Sochah says, if I would have been there when this question was asked, I see more of the Kaim Suda Shamus Mimatza. In other words, you see, normally we're not going to let you eat Sudash Lishas with, we'll say, eat fruit or something like that. Because this person, a normal person, ate matzah, ate chametz for the first two meals. But this guy slept through the opportunity of eating chametz. So now, what are we going to tell him to do? He says he thinks that he can eat matzah, that this, the kiyum of Sudas Shabbos is doicha, the iser matzah, which is only the Rabbanan. And once you add matzah the first two meals, then you can have matzah the third meal, like the Chasam Sofer. He says, "V'achshav aver devar b'sat yitzayah, v'udereisim Chasam Sofer al hilchas Pesach, and mintemus mishmayim, because of lodo nomad dekaim blod, the sun gimel nidcha legamre, av be'elu malechol ela matzah, v'chol atam shal iser achilas matzah b'ar Pesach b'din yichol l'ayla te'ovun, v'chol sun gimel havi gamke d'araisu, my ulma the hayasi man came through the gimel bav hachin this hotel to farm him. Kmo shomu perkol kisvi and dasi shabbat chachol. Lo kol shekish yatidchem b'shvil mitzvah says the matzah shalo yochal achil gasa. But then you shlomo the dafka achar ashtar asirish mishu matzah lo teyav. Lo kol mishu asirish bein lo klum ki matzah yired the yase b'matzah. Da yisru the molo chusos av the rabbana feel bol mamish. Kol shekish matzah davi dimiyum ba'alma. Which says, we call Shekhin the Vatal Hach Mikami Hach the Issa Suda Gimel, the Lav Shalasas Baofen Acher. We present Yashem Divrei Rashi. We saw, he quotes all of it, we don't have to read it again. I've come Divrei Sachasim Sofer at the bottom. Nimtza, next paragraph. The Yudaka Shal Abeinu, Eche the Hu Kumo, the Dundin Shalodo Kiyam Suda Beis, the Shabbos, so he slept through Suda's Beis. Right, lunch. It's already after the Yisrael Chametz. So that he has no choice. So that's his word. In other words, if you can eat Chametz, so eat Chametz. But if you don't, you can't eat chametz because it's already after this man. So then he says, so eat matzah. Because he's assuming that Suda Shabbos is a deraisa, this week's parsha. He's assuming not like Rabbi Walter that it's just an asmachta. He's assuming that it's a deraisa. So if it's a deraisa, that should be more chashuv than the issa matzah of Erev Pesach. And then once you're eating the matzah, you could even for Shal Shudas. Because even though for Shal Shudas, you can get away with Mimei Targima, you can have fruit and things like that, which he's assuming you can't do for the first two meals. So the first meal, he ate chametz Friday night. And then Shabbos lunch, he slept through the chametz. So now he wakes up and he says, give him matzah. And then give him matzah shal shus also. Like he's there, lechol suda gimel kol shal siris. But he says, but make sure that he should have the shal shus before milchak tana. Samach l'milcha. He says, kei ner li al pi das rabbeinu achasam sofer. He says, so again. In other words, if you have an opportunity to eat chametz, then you can eat. You should eat chametz because we shouldn't be docha.
But his logic does not depend on the fact that the rule against eating matzah Pesach is in the Rishalmi.
Right. In other words,
other than citing the Chasam Sofer who does so rule, yeah.
Yeah, he's basing himself on the Chasam Sofer. That the Chasam Sofer is saying that it should be, and he said it's only a Drabanan, and it's not even, he throws it in. It's only Drabanan, and it's not even in the Bavli. Okay.
Says the Chasam Sofer. He doesn't say that, does he?
No, he doesn't quote that line. So why do we say let him eat chametz then for Suda Shabbos? That's the only question he has left. So the Isser of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach is the Rabbanon, and he says the Suda Shabbos is more important than that the Rabbanon. So then let him eat chametz. Let him eat chametz. In other words, the Rabban, the different, Rav Shecht always likes to say, the different levels of the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan of not eating chametz on, not eating matzah on Erev Pesach, he thinks is a weaker Rabbanan than the Rabbanan of not eating chametz on Pesach. Again, if it's before Chatzos. If he slept till after Chatzos, that's a different story. But he's assuming that he slept at least. He woke up before Chatzos, so it's only the Rabbanan. Rishlom Dizra Achilas Chametz and Asa Mishum Siyag V'Gedet Shal Yita Chomer. Gam Choshev Iker Min HaTorah. That's called Iker Min HaTorah because it's to protect the Darais. The Izra of Izra the Bilas of Arus also Eilu Iker Min HaTorah. Eimu Mishum Siyag Pesach Alkein Kiel. Wow. So that's what he says. So he says that it's more important than you should eat the
Would the Rambam say that Baal Arus Aso is only the Rabbana?
Yeah.
I guess if she's Marusa, then there's no, then the Rambam's concern about Kadesha and all that doesn't exist anymore, huh?
Right. 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 Yeah, so that's what he said. So so again, and Rashi, so he says, but Rashi says, you don't do this for Shalosh Shudas because of the Isser. So either Rashi doesn't hold from the Isser Matzah or he does. It says that but you could have chametz. That's why you have chametz in the first two meals. And then the third meal, you have to eat dafka late, according to Rashi. So if that's one of his possibilities in Shittas Rashi, so then if you have to have the meal late, then you can't eat matzah either. But otherwise, you wouldn't be able to eat matzah. But he's saying, but we could have shalosh shudas earlier, and therefore. If you don't have any mina targima around, then you could even eat matzah. And then once you eat matzah for that meal, then you can lamafreya know that you could eat it for the other meals as well. Wow.
The Chasam Sofer holds it's lamafreya in theory, while he says it's only lamafreya in practice. If you did eat it earlier, then you can continue to eat it.
Right.
Yeah, which is not what the Chasam Sofer said. Chasam Sofer went further and said, since in theory you could eat it later, you can eat it now.
he's doing much more of a literal analogy to Baal Rusaso, saying, you know, you're not a virgin anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, also Batson Sue's demo. But that was his lotion. Well, Korb Shon Shu Engel Korb, he imatsa. You're the Yasim Matsa. I saw the Mohos Osmos on the Drabon. So he says, so you could do it. So it's only Drabon and you could be Mako. Pursue the Shabbos. You could be Mako pursue the Shabbos. That's some surfaces. So preferably we say, no, you should have chametz, but if the chametz option is not an option. So then that. Yeah. No, so chametz. Chametz.
Yeah, your second
suit. Anyway, at night was chametz. At night was, we had a little roll, very careful. So, and then I ate chametz in the morning. And then Shalosh Shudas. And we did Tagima.
So you didn't have like a 10:03?
No, I had, I think I had my. It's by my in-laws in Lower East Side, with, so either have fish or something like that. So, Mine.
Without hummus.
Yeah. Because then you break up the meal, it's not so posh that that's right. Because maybe you're not even Yotze Shalosh Shudas anymore. And then you make a bracha shein atzricha. So there's a lot of problems doing that. Yeah, sure. Welcome. And I didn't want to do the egg matzah thing. I didn't want to do because according to the Rambam, that's considered yotze to seder with that. So that's lechemoni according to the Rambam. If it's not the ayin shem chol of advash.
They do sell matzahs made with wine just for that purpose on this.
Yeah, no, they do. But then, so there was a reason why I didn't use that. There was a reason why I didn't use that matzah.
I'll tell you one reason. It's terrible.
It was just. Question is whether they put wine or they only make the matzah with grape juice.
I'm sure it's grape juice.
Yeah. So it was grape juice. So then that's not so pasha that that's wine. Yeah. So then, right. So then maybe I didn't gain anything. I think maybe that was the cheshbon that I was working with. So others were working.
What about the other things around that you
want to be able to say? So, no one's making it. No, Yayin, Shemin, Cholov, and Vash. I'm sugar free, so anyway, I'm not going to have money. So. And I'm not going to have milchik matzah, I'm not going to have. So that's the simple shot. But the question is, you know, this Chas of Sofer is a very big, because maybe you could say like Rabbi Alter, first of all, that it's only an Asmachta, so maybe it's Taka should,
it shouldn't be doicha. And it shouldn't be doicha. And then we're going to see in the future, we still have to finish this packet tomorrow. I don't know, is it so pashut that so the Shabbos is... I don't know if it's so pashut that you can say that Tzu the Shabbos is docha the Isser. Because if it's macholas asurs, that's how you have to understand how do you view the matzah and erev Pesach? You view it like macholas asurs. It's not so simple that macholas asurs. That's the next packet. You say esay docha lo sase. Like matzah shel tevel, you're going to say matzah shel tevel. I say don't close. I say, well, we say we don't say that. By that's a whole discussion. But okay, but at least we got to see the Chasam Sofer here. So the Chasam Sofer thinks that you can be yotzei, you can have Suda Shabbos could take precedence if there's no other choice. Suda Shabbos could take precedence, and docha the iser of matzah. So that's a very big chiddush. I would have to ask one of my friends from Williamsburg if they knew anyone who ever would paskin like this, because they're big chasam sofer people. So maybe I'll see if they ever had a situation where anyone ever used this chasam sofer. Because to me, I mean, once it became Nifsak and Shulchan Aruch, how much we would, tell this. The question is, would we tell somebody to actually do this, or we would tell them maybe to be Yotze Bimei Targima even for Shusuda Shnia and assume that it's only, I want to look into that some more. But Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with this packet, Bez Hashem. This week, Chumash Shir is going to be at 3:15 because the Chumash Shir is part of the official Shir. And then the Shir that we learned today is not part of the official system, but that's part of the official. So the official, it's at 3:15, so whatever. If that's not a convenient time, you can always listen online. Okay. Have a good day to all. See you all. The altar of Kesselman. And Avram, the big cats, the Ferrari, and everyone here. Okay.